Hi, I'm Sheila Scruggs. Welcome to the Pup and Paws Cast. It's brought to you by Dog and Company. Call 528-BARK. Stephanie Smith joins us from the White County Animal Shelter.
Hi, Sheila. Thanks for having me.
Stephanie, when did all this come about with you working and helping the White County Animal Shelter?
Probably 6 or 7 years ago, I was working with a Labrador Retriever rescue that was based out of the New England area, and we received an email that 99.9% of all the animals at the White County Animal Shelter did not make it out alive. The rescue sent me down there to pull a yellow lab that was already spoken for, and I went ahead and walked around, and I came across the black lab, and they told me to go ahead and grab that one. And within a couple of days, I had pulled 11 dogs out of the White County Animal Shelter, and my heart never left.
So you've been there, like, how many years now?
July 4th was my five-year anniversary of being an employee for the White County Animal Shelter. Probably a year, maybe 2 years, I volunteered before that. I used to go out and take the pictures, help clean, get the dogs into rescue. I would contact the rescues, and then I would do the transports, get them to the vet, and stuff like that for the previous shelter managers.
And it's coming up on a big anniversary for the White County Animal Shelter, too.
This month will be 10 years that the White County Animal Shelter has been opened and receiving dogs.
How many people are on the staff that can help you rescue?
Well, there's me. They gave me the title of shelter manager, which I think means clean the shelter, save the dogs, all that good stuff. And then Mike, who has been there since the shelter opened, is the animal control officer. We are the only two full-time employees. And then there's a couple of gals that were hired on as like part-time helpers to help with the cleaning and other miscellaneous things that go on at the shelter.
So you're in need of volunteers all the time, too, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am. We love to have volunteers. It's a pretty easy process. You fill out a little bit of paperwork, and then we usually have you come out on Wednesdays. We have ladies from one of the local groups in Sparta that come out every Wednesdays and help with walking the dogs, doing the dishes. They clean, you know, if the need arises. And it's better for me to have somebody there because sometimes I get busy to where I could start training you and then, you know, something happened and I'm gone for, not gone out of the building, but I'm doing something else for 2 hours. And you don't get, you know, to be trained to be a volunteer. More people bring dogs in than adopt currently. Our adoption numbers have increased over the last 5 years. But they come in for a lot of different reasons. Sometimes they come in and they're looking for spaying and neutering information, which makes me really happy. But it could just be anything. Mike could have just brought in a truckload of dogs, and pretty much I have to stop what I'm doing because all those dogs need to be intaked. That means we vaccinate them, we worm them, we put flea and tick meds on them. They have to be set up in their pens, get water, food. And if he brings in 5 or 6 dogs, that takes up a lot of your time.
And then you have to identify them some way that you will know them the next time.
Well, it depends on how busy, and if I have volunteers, I usually try to get pictures taken of them. And to me, paperwork can usually wait till the end of the day after the gates are locked where I have time and won't be interrupted. If I have volunteers there, I usually have them grab the dog. We'll take it out and do pictures so that I can post them on Facebook and on the various adoption sites so that if somebody is looking for their dog that could potentially be lost, they have an opportunity to see it.
When you've been talking about intakes and then what all you do with medical issues too, I don't think people understand how shelters are in need of all the time constant basic veterinary care and how much it costs to really run that aspect of it.
When we intake a dog, we do the very basics. They get a distemper parvo shot. We give them a dewormer. It's usually some sort of all wormer. They get a Capstar because most of them have fleas, and we put Frontline on them, Frontline Plus for the fleas and the ticks. That's about the most that the shelter can do. I mean, if something were really wrong health-wise, I wouldn't hesitate to send the dog to the vet. White County is a rural county. The shelter, like many others in the area, were underfunded. But we do have a outside group that will help us with veterinary care and miscellaneous stuff like that. The White County Animal Shelter services White County. The city of Sparta also has their own shelter, and they only pick up the dogs within the city limits. Just like with every county, there is, you know, a budget for each department in the county. I try to be really frugal. My thing is, I got this saying, if it's free, it's for me. I have no shame when it comes to begging for the dogs. I mean, the county does pay all of the overhead, and they are very helpful in many aspects of running the shelter, but sometimes it's just the dogs need a little bit more than the basics.
So if somebody did want to volunteer, or if they want to donate to the shelter, what would they need to do?
They could send us an email or contact us through Facebook. Mostly you would need to come down there to volunteer and fill out the paperwork. And like I said, we would try to get you to come out on a Wednesday to get you some training. And then once you are comfortable and coming back, you can pretty much come any day we're open. Primarily what I have people do is walk the dogs. It's important to me that the dogs get socialized and meet people and get outside. It's not a normal dog life to live in a pen. Dogs deserve to be in the grass, rolling around, digging holes, chasing toys. So a lot of the times we have the volunteers primarily walk the dogs. We even have flower gardens if you so feel the need to come out and weed them and help keep them looking nice.
And when somebody wants to adopt one of your dogs, do you always make sure they're spayed or neutered before they go?
Yes, ma'am. Every now and again, I'll try to do a thing where, you know, sponsor a dog at the shelter and we'll get them fixed. I think that in the world we live in today, everybody wants it and they want it now. And I think it makes it easier for the dogs to be adopted if you can come in and fall in love with the dog, fill out your paperwork, and that dog can go home with you that day. The only time we're really able to do that is if somebody says, I want to sponsor Petey over there. I want to get him neutered and I want to do this and, you know, do all of his vetting. Then Petey is ready to go home with you that day. We don't always have that luxury. So if there's a dog there that hasn't been fixed, we charge you the adoption fee at the shelter. We work really close with the a local vet in Sparta. And, you know, he offers us a discount for the surgery, of the spay-neuter surgery. We schedule the appointment for the dog. We take the dog to the vet. And then you would go and pick up your dog after they have been spayed or neutered and brought up to date on their rabies shots.
The reason you're so overcrowded all the time is people don't spay and neuter.
I firmly believe that. Our shelter has approximately 28 pens. Sometimes you can double dogs up, sometimes you can't. And every year we take in approximately 500 dogs. But to start to get a grip on the pet overpopulation problem, I do firmly believe that it starts with spaying and neutering your animals.
I'm speaking with Stephanie Smith with the White County Animal Shelter. Stephanie, are there some dogs that have been there for quite some time that need adopting?
I have one dog there right now. His name is Perry. He has been there since February 7th of 2017. He's coming up on his 2-year mark. Shelters need rescues. Rescues need fosters and adopters. We all need each other. Every person that works in rescue or in a shelter just feels like giving up. But tomorrow's a new day. You get up and you've got new plans.
So make sure if you can help White County Animal Shelter do that, even if it's coming and walking a dog or maybe adopting Perry that's been there for so long, we want to get Perry adopted too. Make sure if you have any donations that you like to drop off, you can do that as well. And follow the Facebook page. You guys have a great Facebook page.
Think you would have to type in POPS. Y'all ready for this? Pals of the Pooches at the White County Animal Shelter. And we have this really cute logo. It's a little girl with pigtails and her puppy sitting there, so that you should be able to find us easier on Facebook.
And I've been speaking with Stephanie Smith. She is the director of the White County Animal Shelter. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thanks for having me.
This Pup and Pawscast is brought to you by Dog & Company. For more information, call them at 528-BARK.